The group is called IRC Workers Unite Bay Area and includes 120 workers at the International Rescue Committee, or IRC. It's a nonprofit working on behalf of refugees and victims of humanitarian crises around the world. The Bay Area offices provide long-term assistance to immigrants and resettled refugees in the region. The IRC workers hand-delivered a petition to management on Wednesday announcing their intention to unionize. The employees said that if IRC management does not voluntarily recognize the union, the workers could hold an election and vote to join OPEIU. Angela Santilli is a microenterprise business counselor with the IRC in San Jose and an employee unionization spokesperson. Santilli said unionization will help make their work with immigrants and refugee communities more effective.
And I think that this unionization is so powerful because we're standing up for our clients and for our staff to be able to best serve them. So I think that it's multi-layered and that we can change a lot of lives by changing policies.
Among other things, the IRC workers say they want better pay and more transparency within the organization. Grace Aguirre is a bilingual crisis coordinator with the IRC in Oakland. She said workers want pay raises to be tied to annual cost of living increases and not left up to management to decide.
Right now, for example, raises are at the discretion of management versus it being something that is year-to-year basis, like, oh, you get 3% every year or something like that. So within that allows so much bias to exist. And that can come from gender, race, et cetera. And that's really scary for folks.
OPEIU Local 29 represents nearly 6,000 employees in the Bay Area who work in fields like healthcare, museums, and social services. Sarah Holtz is a Local 29 organizer. She said frontline nonprofit sector workers struggle with lower wages, particularly in the Bay Area.
You know, frontline workers at nonprofits performing these really essential services and supporting marginalized communities like refugees, they end up on the margins themselves. And as a union organizer, I just don't think that that should be necessary. Just because you care about the mission of your organization and you care about your clients does not mean that you should settle for unlivable wages or benefits or unfair working conditions.
In a written statement, IRC Northern California said, quote, "It is important to IRC that all employee voices are heard, and we value receiving feedback about the important work we do and the way in which we do it. IRC respects the rights of employees who choose to organize and participate in collective labor practices. We will engage constructively with staff on this matter." IRC Workers Unite Bay Area joins a nationwide unionization drive at IRC offices. In Dallas, IRC workers won a union election in November 2023, while the Denver IRC branch voluntarily recognized the union last month. I'm Zenik Ball, reporting for KPFA.